First at 11, a woman is in custody after Kentucky State Police found her mother's dismembered body lying behind the Robertson County home. WCPO 9 News reporter Marlena Lang has more details on this shocking crime and a warning to all of you. Some of the details may be disturbing to some viewers.
A dismembered body, drag marks in the grass, multiple body parts and organs in the home, and human body parts that appear to have been cooked. That was the horror Kentucky State Police saw as they entered a home on Brierly Bridge Way in Mount Olivet, Kentucky, on Wednesday afternoon.
Around 12:26, I believe, we got a call from a subject in Robertson County stating there's a possible dead body in the backyard of a residence.
According to this KSP report, a man who was about to do work for property owner Trudy Fields made the call to 911. He told officers that he believed the body belonged to Trudy and that her daughter, Torlina Fields, was responsible for her death.
The caller added that he saw Trudy and her daughter just the day before and that Torlina was casting spells and being confrontational.
Units responded, found a dead female in the backyard. Tried to make contact with somebody at the house. The house was locked up.
Troopers also found a bloody mattress near the body. And on the back porch, they saw more blood, a blood-stained stick, and another blood-stained mattress.
Ended up getting a search warrant for the residence. Our special response team responded to serve that search warrant due to the circumstances surrounding the body and unknown what's in the property in the house.
The report indicates Torlina Fields was the only person in the house when troopers entered and that she refused to leave. They say they had to use tear gas in order to take her into custody. In the house, police found more body parts and organs, as well as a stainless steel pot in the oven with body parts inside that was still warm to the touch when removed. In Mount Olivet, Marlena Lang, WCPO 9 News.
Thank you, Marlena. Torlina Fields is charged with obstructing governmental operations, tampering with physical evidence, and abuse of a corpse. And the KSP said more charges may be filed pending an investigation. By the way, she is currently being held at the Bourbon County Detention Center.